right. Sing it. Psalms were meant for singing. They're sad. Happy, hopeful, depressing, soul-lifting. If I was going to sing Psalm 32 here, it would have to have a bluesy feel. And do you know why? Because I like the blues. And since I have this guitar here, and you're all settled in for now, I'm going to sing it. I especially like this bluesy version because, well, as I said, I really love the blues. I'm far from perfect. So much isn't seen, and I'm trying to hide it. Makes my body careen. My strength is failing. I need relief. And you forgive me, help me heal from this grief. Slate's clean. Slate's clean. Slate's clean. There's anger inside me, and it's troubling. I'm trying to hide it, but it's doubling. Oh, I need some healing, more strength for today, to soften this anger, let it float away. Slate's clean, slate's clean, slate's clean. Show me direction, I'm finding my way. I've got my agenda, I don't know who's to say. But I'm open to guidance, and maybe a shove. I'll keep my eyes open for wisdom and love. Slate's clean, slate's clean, slate's clean. Slate's clean, slate's clean, slate's clean. Psalm 32, it's beautiful. It has so many different emotions present. They're sad, happy, hopeful, depressing, and soul-lifting. It's a short psalm that takes you on a journey, complete with a time to experience the emotions and a time to rest. Yes, time to rest, certainly. There's that musical cue. Perhaps it's a reader's cue or some kind of cue in the psalms. It's not really present in the blues song, but it is present in the written word. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Selah. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. Selah. When it says Selah, that's a time to pause, a time to think. Pause and think. It's something that communicates there is nothing more to say at this moment. Slate's clean. So if I was to read the psalm and kind of give it the flavor that the word says, we don't say the word Selah. We do in our readings because everything written we say. If you look in the Bible, I think it's even italicized when it says Selah. It would go like this. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. See, it's a reminder to stop and contemplate the moment. It may be a cue for silence. It may be a cue to just soak it in for a moment. It may be a cue for a choir or congregation to breathe or sing a response. But whatever it is, it changes the tempo just for a moment. Lent is a time to change the tempo. It's a time to contemplate. It may be a time for silence. It may be a time just to soak it all in. It may be a time to breathe or even sing. It's a time to pause. And if Lent becomes the time you need to change the tempo from, remember that Sundays are little changes in tempo in the 40 days leading up to Easter. Ash Wednesday to summer before Easter is 40 days, not counting the Sundays. So Sundays can be like this little pause from Lent, little celebrations in the midst of all the contemplation. A pause and think from the pause and think. However you experience the change in tempo of Lent, the pause, the contemplation, it's still a time to just soak it all in. Does that include thinking about dried up strength when you're feeling guilty, like Psalm 32 says? Does that include confession? Does that include trusting in a hiding place, a place of safety and trouble? How are you going to live with a changed tempo this Lenten season? Tabula rasa, slates clean. Selah.